You're listening to SBS News.
In an online world, being put on hold can be frustrating, particularly when a telecommunications company does it to you. These customers cited a range of difficulties they have faced in finding resolutions.
It would be like, oh, like you've reached this person, then it would be like, go online. And then I'd have to like redo it again, and that'd take me another 20 minutes.
They say that it's resolved, and it's not resolved. You ring back and you're starting from scratch and you're talking to someone totally different.
A new survey by the Australian Communications Consumer Action Network shows the delays in getting results have become a glaring problem. Chief Executive Teresa Corbin says even some simple issues are taking almost 2 weeks to fix.
What was most disappointing was how many days it took just to resolve simple complaints. So 13 days if you just want to change your address or chase up some basic information or change your plan. But if it's worse than that, like the issue's more complicated, it can take up to 2 months, 60 days to get a resolution.
Ms Corbin says she wants the telco industry and its regulator, the Australian Communications and Media Authority, to include customer service in the current review of the Telecommunications Consumer Protections Code.
I think the telco companies don't resource their customer service enough so that the people that are answering the calls are not well trained, they don't have good back-end systems, and they can't actually provide the action that's needed or get the answers quickly to the customers.
On customer satisfaction, now defunct Virgin Mobile scored best with 70%, followed by Vodafone on 61%. Telstra and Optus lag behind on just over 40%. Both argue the survey was taken over a year ago and they have made improvements since then. The Australian Communications and Media Authority's Vince Humphrey says the regulator is watching closely, in line with complaint handling rules introduced earlier this month.
Certainly we're aware that some people can find having their complaints dealt with and dealt with in an efficient way a really troubling matter. These rules are meant to stick, and we have the powers to apply some fairly severe enforcement options against telcos who don't apply a proper standard of complaints handling.
He says the National Broadband Network, or NBN, is a specific focus of the authority, with new rules just announced to speed up and smooth the transition process.
This is really about giving consumers the confidence that they, when they move to NBN, they'll have a working service, and if something goes wrong within a few days of moving to the NBN, that they'll have some reasonable substitute.
Whatever the issue needing to be addressed, the Australian Communication Consumer Action Network's Teresa Corbin says there is particular concern for consumers with English as a second language.
People who have language issues, who may not speak English very well, then they might be asking their children to make the calls, or in fact they could be trying to access interpreter services, and there's no question that this is not a straightforward process, and also that the children who they're relying on may not even understand all the information either.
The advice for everyone is finding a resolution is typically much faster in the store, with calling on the phone the least effective.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.